You're a little louder, I can't hear. Yeah.
You were speaking about liberation and devotee who get liberation. They, according to this quality, they have good qualities. I mean, to get liberation necessary to develop good qualities, like lovely heart, spiritual heart, kindness, but something like this. Is it necessary to get liberation to have good qualities?
The question devotee is asking, is it necessary to have good qualities to get liberation? Well, you know, if you want, I mean, this is a transcendental experience. Whether it's Brahman realization or Bhagavan realization, it goes beyond the morality of morality and principles of this material world. So someone may be a Bairagi sadhu, he may be a Jnani, Mayavadi, they say, we'll say it, Waitin sadhu. And he's very unfriendly and very cold and doesn't, but he's getting liberated because he's absorbed in the Brahman. So you can't, it says Vaishnav Vyavahara. There's one verse. No, that's
Vaishnav.
No, that's not. It says Vaishnav Vyavahara. It's just quoted, probably quotes it once in some song or something. Vaishnava Yavahara Duki says it's very hard to understand the character of a Vaishnava. He may appear to be unhappy, but he's actually happy inside. So a Vaishnava, one may be a Vaishnava, maybe grouchy, and someone says, oh, he's a grouchy, old, mean, old guy. But he's actually a Premi Bhakta. So you can't judge a book by its cover. So it's not... It's an incorrect way to judge, oh, if someone is self-realized or he's liberated his soul, he should have a good character, he should behave nice, he should be nice and kind and sweet. He may not be. There are many types of sadhus, and Krishna loves variety. Sometimes, I mean, the stories, you read stories of the saints, and there's a lot of times they're unpredictable behavior, and they don't please the masses. Generally, someone is a liberated soul. Even they may even do immoral things, and they're still liberated. It's very hard to understand. So you can't bring in mundane morality and mundane measurements of good behavior and judgment into the transcendental realm of sadhus and saints. Because that verse is there in the 10th canto, chapter 33, after the Rasa dance, verse 39 or 40 or something, it says, Ishvaranam yata satyam kvachit acharyatam. He says, those that are powerful, those are, because Parikshit asks a question to Shukadev. He says, you know, how is it Krishna comes to teach, you know, morality and Bhagavad Gita and Dharma, but he's breaking all the Dharmic principles and Rasa dance and going other people's wives. And so then Shukadeva Goswami says this verse in 10th canto, chapter 33, at the conclusion of the Rasa Lila, it's like verse 39 or 40. It says, Ishvaranam yata satyam, Ishvaranam vacha satyam, acharyatam, kvachit acharyatam. He says, those that are powerful controllers, their words, vacha satyam, their words are always true, and kvachit, sometimes their behavior matches their words. So Krishna spoke so much Dharma morality, and that's true, and we should accept that and follow it. But his behavior, we don't follow. Yeah, he ran with everybody's wives. He said, what is this? That's why Krishna is so perplexing to the mundane moralists. And what is this God? You know, in the Bhagavad Gita, he's talking all high philosophy and all that. But the same Krishna, when he turned back the clock when he was a teenager, he was all immoral and lying, cheating, and now he's a big moralist and big philosopher. Well, we don't know what to make of this guy. So these sadhus are powerful controllers. You know, like Shiva, you know, Parvati sits on his lap and he speaks Hari Katha in front of the sages. And she's naked, he's naked. I don't know if she's naked, he's naked. She's probably not naked. But so that's like, what is this? He's an Ishwaranam, he's a big powerful controller, and he's speaking Dharma. He's a Mahajan. He's one of the Dwadasa Mahajans. Swayambhura Narada Shambhu. It's in sixth count of Bhagavatam. Yamaraj is explaining who are the 12 great spiritual teachers. Swayambhura Narada Shambhu. Janako Prahlada, Janako Bhishma. Bali Vayasakirva. Janaka Rishi and Prahlada Maharaj and Bali Maharaj. They're great Mahajans and great spiritual teachers. Bali Maharaj is a great teacher of spiritual truth. He's a Mahajan. He was a demon. he defeated Indra and threw him out of his kingdom and made him run away and hide. And Krishna had become Vamanadeva to trick him and get his kingdom back. Cheated Bali and bound him up and threw him down in Sutal Loka. So.
So we not have to think that we have to develop like sattva guna qualities.
No, don't. We don't. This is a lot of times.
Difference and let's be like this.
What was the last part?
Krishna loves us like we are.
Well, I don't know. You have to ask him. I can't speak on behalf of Krishna. You're asking Krishna loves us where you are. I mean, we have no choice, but we have to say yes. But I can't. There's no way I could change you into what I want you to be. So I have to accept. I have to love you the way you are because that's the way you are. But Krishna, I can't speak on behalf of Krishna. Basically, the point is. Krishna likes variety, and Radha Krishna Ganadesh Deepika. It's a whole group of elderly suckies. Their nitya seva is to speak gully to Krishna. Gully means dirty words, bad words. They're all four or five old gopis walking down the street, and Krishna's just coming back, you know, from some errand. He went to see his uncle, you know, Sunanda or something like that, and he's coming back. Hey, Krishna, you dirt, you lumpot. They just start, and he goes, "Hey, I didn't do anything. I just came from my uncle's house, man." "No, you're gonna do something, and you know, you're on your way. You didn't do anything, but you're gonna do this." And that's their seva. They're just glorified in Radha Krishna Ganadesh Deepika by Rupa Goswami, and they'll present that as opportunity, you know, a role model that you may want to, you know. you may want to become one of those gopis. If you're a kind of a critical type person, you know, you always find a fault with the voice and stuff, you can dovetail that and attain prema and get a gopi body and just beat up Krishna with your words. So that indicates that Krishna likes variety. He loves people the way they are. In other words, on the level of pure devotion, when you're talking about pure devotees of Krishna, there's lots of variety, lots of real nice guys and nice ladies, and real nasty people and nasty guys. But they've achieved pure love for Krishna. First achieve pure love for Krishna, then exhibit your unique idiosyncrasies and characteristics. But to get pure love of God, you may have to purify all your idiosyncrasies and eliminate a lot of your independent, crazy qualities in the process of self-purification. But it is, you made a nice point. I appreciate the point you made. I want to remind everyone of it. It's not, You know, because sometimes they give classes like this, and I heard preaching like this over the years, and it's wrong. It's absolutely wrong. Sorry to say. People say, we have to develop sattva-gun. You know, and they give classes on the modes of nature, and they give classes, we have to study the modes of nature. These are qualities of the mode of goodness. We have to come to the mode of goodness. This is not Prabhupada's teaching. Prabhupada taught bhakti. We have to do bhakti. Shravanam, kirtan, vishnu, smaranam, padasedam, sadasanga. This is the thing that separate class. You know, these are qualities. So, okay, I have to be peaceful. I have to be. No, you have a sabhav, you have a nature, and it's not going to change. The gopis, when Rasa live, when Krishna's telling them to go home and all that, and they're really upset. Krishna's really upsetting them, and they're feeling very disturbed. One gopi turns to another and says, "You know, the sages are right when they say it's very difficult to change your nature." You know, but then the other gopi says, "Yeah, you know, one of his incarnations, he killed a guy from behind a tree, yeah. In a valley. Krishna was Ram, and he hit behind a tree and killed this monkey Bali. And I heard that when he's a baby, some woman came to be a nurse, and he killed her. You know, he's always nasty to women. You know, and his wife, he banished his wife. She was pregnant. She dumped her." And you know, Sita Devi, loving Kusha's inside her belly, Ram Chandra. So the gopis are saying, it's very difficult to change a person's nature. Look at this guy. So that's a fact. We have a sabab. We're born with a certain kind of karma and guna, guna and karma. And you'll be, you know, if you're a gentle, nice person, before you go into devotion, you come to devotion, you'll still be a gentle, nice person. You're not going to turn into Ravana overnight, you know. What you were is what you are and what you will be. But you have to Krishnaize it. Probably you have to spiritualize the package. You know. And so many varieties of devotees. There's nasty devotees, there's angry devotees. So it's like that in the spiritual world. You read about all different kinds of gopis, hot-headed gopis, cool-headed gopis. Hot, sometimes hot, sometimes cool. Madhya. So it's a world of variety, but the center point is pure love for Krishna. And no ego, no selfishness, no independence. So you know, the biggest problem with the world, we try to project an image of what we want someone to be on that person. And that image is not them. Everybody has their own visage. They have their own visage, they have their own persona and their own being, and that's just the way it is. It doesn't change. It shouldn't be expectation, it should be accommodation. There's one word, expectation, and I have so many expectations of you. Expectation is relationship. It should be accommodations. There's a big difference between expectation. Accommodation means you accommodate whatever the person is. You amalgamate that person's personality into your personality, and you coexist peacefully together. Accommodation. Cooperation, accommodation. Not try to transform the person and export your expectations on that person and try to transform them so they meet your expectations. That's a losing way to live. Because you're trying to, somebody comes before you with a certain sabhav, a certain characteristic nature, and if you don't like it, then run away from that. If you're going to move close with that or be close to that, then you have to accommodate. Like the lizard or some lizard, he changes colors wherever. There's a yellow wall, he turns yellow. A blue wall, he turns blue. Chameleon, or it's called a chameleon. So this is how you have to be. You have to go with the flow, you know. You have your center. The chameleon has his center. He has his heart center. He doesn't change his heart. He just changes his skin tone. So you change your tone, but you don't change your tenor. Change your tone, but not your tune. The music, you know. So you have your tune. You're vibrating a certain tune in your heart. Your heart is vibrating with a certain tune. But outside, you just kind of go with the flow, but you don't change your inner tune. You stay in tune. Stay Krishna conscious. And you're with jokey people, you joke, you're with serious people, you're serious. You know, when in Rome, do as the Romans. But the main thing is you keep your center. Because the point of satisfaction is the center point of existence. The center point of one's existence is the place where he finds the satisfaction. So if you find your satisfaction, your loving relationship with Krishna within, then that's your center point. Your center is satisfied. And all upheavals and external comings and goings, they don't affect your center, because your center is satisfied in your loving relationship with Krishna. That's private. That's eternal. That's continuously vibrating and emanating throughout your whole being. Keep Krishna in the center, they say like this. You know, when everyone's crying, it's a sad occasion. So we're crying, it's a sad occasion. We admit there's something called sadness and setbacks. Krishna, you see in Krishna's Leela, he's identifying with the emotions of his devotees and compassionate. He's supreme transcendence. He's God. But yet he relates to Draupadi's unhappiness and losing all her sons in a battle. And he's so interactive with his devotees, Krishna. Bhaktivatsalya. He has so much affection for his devotees. Devotees cry, Krishna cries. Devotees laugh, Krishna laughs. I don't know. What was